This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, the hard part of this passage, folks, I'll be the first to tell you, is the last part. It starts in verse 42. If anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone around his neck. And then Jesus uses the hyperbole, the exaggeration, to make a point that your hand offends you, spiritually cut it off. He didn't mean to maim your body. This wasn't self-injury like we talked about the demon-possessed man who cut himself with stones. Jesus wasn't endorsing that. Here's what Jesus was saying. If there's anything in your life spiritually that's causing someone else to sin or causing you to sin, you'll be better off spiritually in eternity to get rid of that thing in your life, that activity, that habit, whatever, that thing that you own. Be better off to get rid of it than to keep it and cause someone to sin. What was Jesus saying about causing children to sin? Very simply this. A millstone was a stone that was so big that it could not be moved by a human. It had to be moved usually by a pack animal, like a mule or a horse or an ox. And it's a 300 to 400 pound rock that they would use to grind wheat. And Jesus said, spiritually speaking, you'd be better off, if you're going to cause a child to sin, to have that rock put around your neck like a necklace and be thrown into the ocean. And you say, well, Jesus was just exaggerating to make a point, but let me tell you what the point is. Damnation. Damnation of the soul for the person who leads other people, especially children, younger believers, into sin without repenting of it. That's what it means. You can tone it down all you want. You can clean it up all you want and say, well, he doesn't really mean that. Well, then tell me what he means. He's talking about hell. And talking about facing eternal punishment. I said this in the first service. I think it surprised people. But folks, I really believe this. I think there's going to be a lot of people on Judgment Day are going to be shocked, to put it mildly. People who served the Lord, worked for the Lord, church people every Sunday, but who violated this passage of Scripture and the way they misled younger people into sin, and they will face eternal judgment if they don't repent, is my own feeling on it. Eternal damnation and punishment if they don't repent. Why? Because I say so? No, because of what Jesus said in Mark 9. Don't go to your grave with the unconfessed sin that you led someone astray, whether it's your child, a grandchild, or somebody else's child. Don't go to your grave without confessing that sin to the Lord, because like any other sin, it requires the forgiveness of Christ. Like any other sin, it requires the forgiveness of Christ. What's the message today? The Lord says, don't be filled with pride. God resists the proud. He gives his grace to the humble. He resists prejudice. Don't develop or cop an attitude that we're superior because we're a part of a church group or we're a part of that church group. And some of you grew up, I had people from Methodist background, I had Baptist, I had people from the Lutheran church come up to me. Every church said we had the same attitude. We thought everybody was going to hell but us. And we had a good laugh from that. But you know, there's a lot of truth to that. And we're not to have the attitude towards somebody who calls Jesus Lord, they are my brother or sister, whether I like it or not, because he's the Lord of both of us. Well, I do hope you'll make effort to hear the program tomorrow. There's a story that I'm going to conclude with on Friday that I actually had some second thoughts about whether or not to use. It's so strong. We're going to use it. I want you to hear it tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to any message you missed, or also to find out how you can become a part of a ministry that we call Cross Hope. God bless you. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.